This is Akashvani, the news read by Ashish P. Abraham. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has highlighted that India is rapidly becoming a preferred global investment destination. Addressing the India-France CEO Forum in Paris, the Prime Minister said his government has established an ecosystem of stable and predictable policy. He noted that India is the fifth largest economy in the world, following the path of reform, perform and transform. He asserted that India, which is the fastest growing major economy in the world, is soon going to become the third largest economy. Mr. Modi said his government is encouraging Make in India and Make for the World in defense sector. He invited French private sector to come to India. Later, Prime Minister said in a social media post that the India-France CEO Forum plays a key role in strengthening economic ties and fostering innovation. He termed it gladdening to see business leaders from both nations collaborate and create new opportunities across key sectors. He added that this drives growth, investment and ensures a better future for the coming generations. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Narendra Modi also held a meeting with US Vice President J.D. Vance and his family in Paris. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said they discussed various subjects. He also expressed delight over joining them in celebrating the birthday of their son. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has highlighted AI's transformative impact, calling it a defining force that is rewriting the code for humanity in this century. Co-chairing the AI Action Summit with French President Emmanuel Macron in Paris yesterday, Prime Minister Modi emphasized the need for global cooperation to ensure AI benefits all of humanity. Mr. Modi also called for making the global partnership for AI more inclusive, ensuring that the Global South's priorities and concerns are addressed. Showcasing India's leadership in AI adoption, the Prime Minister spoke about India's digital public infrastructure, which has modernized governance and transformed lives for 1.4 billion people at minimal cost. Mr. Modi reaffirmed India's commitment to developing AI for public good with a strong focus on inclusivity. He underscored AI's potential to improve millions of lives. Prime Minister Modi lauded the decision to establish the AI Foundation and the Council for Sustainable AI, congratulating the French president for leading these efforts. He assured India's full support in advancing responsible and inclusive AI governance. In a major announcement, the Prime Minister said, India is ready to host the next AI Action Summit. The AI Action Summit in Paris concluded with the adoption of the leader's statement. Prime Minister Narendra Modi met with President of Estonia Alar Karis on the sidelines of the AI Action Summit in Paris. This was the first meeting between the two leaders. Prime Minister Modi and President Karis underlined that warm and friendly relations between India and Estonia are based on their shared commitment to democracy, rule of law and the values of freedom and pluralism. The two leaders expressed satisfaction at the growing bilateral cooperation in various fields, including trade and investment and IT. They discussed the ongoing bilateral cooperation in the field of cybersecurity. Prime Minister invited the Estonian government and companies to explore the opportunities offered by the India growth story and take advantage of programs such as Digital India. President Draupadi Murmu has greeted the people on the eve of birth anniversary of Guru Ravidas. In a message, the president said, Guru Ravidas ji was a great Indian saint who gave the message of unity and brotherhood to all through his writings. The president said, his soulful poetry transcends the barriers of caste and religion and motivates entire humanity. President Murmu said, the life of Saint Ravidas is a source of inspiration for all sections of society. The president called upon everyone to imbibe his message of devotion, compassion and selfless service, make it a part of their lives and contribute to the making of an inclusive society and a developed nation. Country's net direct tax collection exhibited growth of 14.69% year-on-year to over 17,78,000 crore in the current financial year. As per the data released by the Central Board of Direct Taxes, the gross direct tax collection increased over 19% in comparison to financial year 2023-24. Personal income tax collection increased to over 9,47,000 crore rupees, while the corporate tax collection reached to over 7,78,000 crore rupees. And that is the end of this news bulletin.